Lots of red on the screen for our grain markets. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. Over the past week, we've seen a lot of pressure across our grain markets, and particularly in our soybeans.
You know, I think what we've been seeing, I think it's hitting all of our markets, and that is we're not seeing any trade deals being wrapped up. That seems to be kind of taking the back seat right now. We're not hearing anything more about negotiations or about what's happening as far as the tariff side is concerned. So I think that puts some pressure on, especially in the soybeans, as we're, you know, such an export-dependent market.
But Randy Martinson with Martinson Ag says that we're also still paying attention to weather for our grain.
But we're also looking at, of course, ideal growing conditions across most of the Corn Belt. They're calling for rain to move across some of the region, and that, you know, rain makes grain, even though, you know, some areas are getting too much and some areas probably not enough. But overall, you know, it looks like it is, the weather is pretty non-threatening, and that, I think, is keeping the pressure in on the market.
And on Tuesday, we had about 630,000 metric tons of corn going to Mexico, so we had some good exports there. But also on our weekly exports, we had net sales of 791,000 metric tons of corn, and for beans, we had a marketing year low of 61,400 metric tons. So all in all, we've been seeing some decent exports.
That's exactly right. Yeah, you would have thought that yesterday's export sales would have been enough to move the market, and we've had strong, you know, export shipments, strong export sales on a weekly basis for corn, and for all the markets, for wheat and soybeans as well, you know, but really strong for the corn market, but it just doesn't seem to be able to move it. As I think, you know, right now the market is expecting there's a lot of cash contracts, you know, whether it be basis fix or future fix, that are coming due here at the end of the July contract, which is Friday, and I think that's what's keeping this market a little bit on the defense, and it's also hurting the soybeans and the wheat market. But overall, I think that's keeping a little bit pressure on. Once we get past Friday and we see where the acres fall on Monday, I think that can hopefully open up this market a little bit, or at least take some of the pressure off.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.